Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Vent This. We're here to exercise our right to witticism. We're here for your gripes and your grumblings. We're here if you're itchy to be bitchy. We're just here for you. And you know, sometimes I talk to myself in languages I'm really not familiar with, and it confuses me. But I guess we should go on and get on with the show. Today, we've got a special guest ventologist. Her name is Lucretia Lyon. And she's a stand-up comic, and she's a podcast host, and she's here to join us to listen to your complaints and calamities and whatever you're dealing with. So, Lucretia, welcome.
Yay! Hi, Lucretia.
Well, I'm itching for a bitchin'. I like that.
You like that? Tell us about you.
Well, you said it all. I'm a comedian. I'm a podcast host, you know, actor, voice actor, you know, how it is here in L.A. We do all sorts of jobs. So, yes, of course, I live in the L.A. or actually Burbank area, as most people wouldn't know, is the media capital where most of the studios are. But I came here by way of East Texas, Tyler. So if you're a big fan of the roses, that's where most of the nation's roses come from. Not actually Pasadena, surprisingly.
Yeah. I didn't know that. I've been to Tyler, but I guess it wasn't during rose season.
I had a friend named Tyler. That's all. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah, I know. A lot of kids named Tyler. Yeah. I guess because we're named after John Tyler of the town, it was probably the same thing, I assume, with most people. President John Tyler.
Oh, okay. No. There you go. It's like an hour east of Dallas, if I remember right. Right?
Yeah, yeah. It's about an hour and a half.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're driving a car, if you're jogging, it's going to take longer.
Totally. So, maybe a few days.
Well, should we get started with our first vent?
Sure. Let's go.
I'm itching the bitch. Okay. Hit it, Loretta.
You got it. Hey, Vent This podcasters. Please put this on your program. When you are talking to someone, either on the phone or in person, spit out the gum before speaking. I'm on the phone with this guy who is literally snapping his gum in my ear and blowing bubbles and yelling at his friend, "Did you see that bubble?" How rude could you be? I felt like calling him back with my gum in my mouth and doing the same thing. Signed, Chew on Your Own Time.
Well, this is a problem. I mean, I think most people chewing gum are just really diverting their attention away from anything else that they're doing, and the brain's probably numb, you know, and if they're popping bubbles and so forth and cracking in your ear, I would just hang up on them. I mean, that's just me.
Yeah, I would hang up on them. That's gross.
I mean, how old is this guy? 10? He's running a business and he's chewing gum and making bubbles. I did that when I was 9 years old. That's ridiculous.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just, you know, it's like, come on, you know, I would ask him to spit it out and then just hang up, you know, maybe explain that maybe he doesn't realize that all you're hearing is popping and teeth chattering and no conversation, you know.
You would actually tell him to take his gum out?
Well, could you spit out your gum? I can't understand what you're saying. Yeah, I mean, he's being rude. Why do I have to be polite?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, short of going, "Hey, jackass, can you spit out the gum?" It's like, you know, I mean, you're being rude to me, you know?
Yeah.
So, and I feel like jackass is appropriate because I had a roommate in college who chewed like a donkey like that. And that is kind of how it sounds like. It is the animal, you know?
Nice.
In between the chewing, you're...
That's perfect.
That was a good impersonation. You got to talk.
It's not the first time I've been an ass.
No. And you sound like a jackass. Wow.
Jeez, I've been told that many times.
I was just going to say, in a serious note, I have a friend that has what's called misophonia. I don't know if you guys have ever. Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Okay.
Yeah. Is that when you don't get a phone call?
When you miss your phone. Yeah.
Yeah. Misophonia.
Yeah. Misophonia.
Exactly.
Or that's when you forget to call somebody. It's a misophonia.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so when you sort certain sounds, trigger anger and
I have that a little bit, and smacking is one of them.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Cause, or like the cling cling of keys. Like I have this key ring when I walk the dog that if I don't have it in the right spot, it will just make such annoying noise. And I'm like, stop it.
And you can't.
Yeah,
help
I got
it.
A little bit of misophonia. Yeah. It's yeah. just, right? it triggers my brain.
Misophonia.
It's misophonia. Misophonia.
Wow.
It's really a thing. Problem. Wow. Yeah. And some people don't know they even have it. It's just all of a sudden they'll hear a sound and they'll like get angry.
Yeah.
And unless you go to a doctor and say, hey, I'm always getting pissed off at Chuck's voice. What do I do? You know, so
edibles.
Yeah, edibles will work.
Yeah.
So, well, I mean, I think if you can't stop chewing gum long enough to have a conversation with someone, there could be like maybe a serious, you know, brain disorder or something. It's like, really? You can't stop long enough to talk?
Yeah.
You know?
He has a serious nicotine addiction. It could be nicotine gum, but you'd think he couldn't blow it, though. Yeah.
Well, if he's blowing bubbles, yeah, I don't think he can blow that stuff, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
So I quit the nicotine a long time ago, so I don't even know if they had gum. It goes way back. I mean, George Washington was president. No, I'm just kidding. But it's just
and
rude.
That's how
and
he got wooden teeth.
That's it.
Exactly.
Exactly right. So anyway, it's weird if you're doing business. I just say spit it out, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Gross.
Maybe I'll do, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well,
cool. I mean,
did we fix this problem? No.
Just say something. Like, that's all you can do. Or hang up the phone.
Yeah. Just call back in. I mean, I've done that with many different businesses. You get the wrong person on the phone. It's like you just hang up, call back again. You get another operator and get different answers.
Yeah. Yeah. It's frustrating.
Interesting how that happens. Yeah. That was a tough one.
Should we just move on to our...
Yeah,
let's
get another event we can chew on.
Let's get the show moving, yeah.
Wow. I got stuck in a parking lot garage because the gate attendant wasn't there and my card didn't go through. What the hell are you supposed to do when this happens? I began to sweat from the stress. There were 3 cars behind me waiting to get out and the darn arm would not lift... and my card was stuck in the machine. Finally, someone inside the building saw the jam up and came out. I felt so bad for the people behind me, and I was so embarrassed for holding everyone up. What do you do if no one comes out to help? Now I have this fear every time I get to one of these garage exits. Signed, Parkgate.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I would look for the parking kiosk and read all the instructions before you actually rip the gate off of the garage, locking machine thing there, device. But, you know, you can eliminate all these problems if you just get yourself a self-driving car and it could circle the block while you're in the building until you come out. Right? Then you don't have to park.
Yeah, or just quit going to Beverly Connection because I'm pretty sure that's where it is. It always happens that way. There are so many parking garages around here. They all have these new fancy like little scan tickets, and then you drop it, and then it doesn't work. And it sounds like this one, your card gets stuck in the thing. But I mean, that's why they have the pay before you get there. But even I don't do that because occasionally you'll pull up and it opens. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's just always a crapshoot with these parking garages.
Before you get there?
Yeah, occasionally they'll have it broken so you can just drive on through.
Oh. I've used the company called, I went to the Pantages Theater recently and used the Hotspot, I think it's called, or something like that, parking. It's in the building across the street. And it's like I paid in advance. So when I pulled up, it was just I put my phone up to the machine, you know, and it reads the QR code. And I parked, no problem. It was great. When we came out, it's like, I've got my little QR code to scan and leave, but guess what? I'm behind 7 cars with the engines running, and there's somebody up in the front with the credit card, and they can't figure out how to use it and all that stuff. It's just so frustrating.
The apps work so much better. Like, the whole just pay and leave and...
Right, and it was wonderful, except that I had 7 cars in front of me. I couldn't get up there to that didn't do it. And couldn't figure out how to put the card in. Do I put it in upside down, backwards, you know? And then the whole time you're breathing the fumes of, you know, all the cars that are waiting with you. And that should take the pressure off unless you completely pass out. Well, that would take the pressure off also. So it's a problem.
I think, honestly, they should have an attendant there. I've been in that situation. Yes, because I literally sweat from head to toe because I'm holding up people. I can't, you know, the arm isn't going up. There's no, and you're helpless. You're just sitting there, you know, in your car. And yeah, like Chuck said, you're, you know,
frantically the button.
Yeah. Put in the help button. Just hit the help button over and over again. And then sometimes there's nobody there or they're calling you from India. Mm-hmm. You know, how can I help you? You know, it's like,
just open the machine.
My name is Rusty. How can I help you? You know, it's like, what? Yeah. You're not local?
Yeah. No, it's, they should always have an attendant. In fact, honestly, I panic. I'm not kidding. If I pull out and you can't pay before you get in your car and you pay at that area where the arm goes up.
Right at the gate. Yeah.
Right. Honest to God, I panic a little bit because I'm thinking, because that's happened to me before. I'm like, oh gosh, I'll look around. There's nobody behind me. There's nobody in front. Let's hope this thing works. And I'll, you know, drive up there and, you know, it works or it doesn't. But I literally panic. I don't know. They should have an attendant there at all times.
Yeah, but that's the way the world is getting now. It's less people. You go to the grocery store, you check yourself out, but you can't check yourself out because three of the items, oh, look, I've got an avocado. What the hell do I know what number it is? Now you got to flag somebody over here so you get the barcode. You know, it's like, it's ridiculous, but this is the way we're going.
Yeah, AI. I know. I was talking to somebody. I wanted to meet someone on LinkedIn and the thing pops up. AI can help you write the message. I'm like, what? So I tried it. I said, okay, AI. And she or he or it wrote the message. I'm like, had a few spelling errors. I'm like, wow, you don't need to do anything yourself anymore. Yeah. Just everything's automated. Yeah.
Anyway, that's what's happening. Yeah. No, it's just frustrating. Well, you know, the cost of paying people is going up and the companies don't want to do that. And I mean, look, if you go back to the 70s when we were all frustrated because we had to start pumping our own gas, you know, and now nobody thinks about it. That's just the norm, you know, but that's what the grocery store is going to be. And pretty soon the restaurants, you'll just go in and, you know, take your own food off the counter. There won't be anybody there, you know.
I hope not. I hope it doesn't get to that.
Yeah.
I think there'll always be some just because people like that. Just like there are gas stations where they don't have self-serve. I mean, there's still that existence if you want to pay for it, but that is the
or
key.
Or if you're handicapped. You're handicapped, I think by law, they have to pump the gas for you.
Yeah. How does that work, actually?
They put the thing in the side of the car and they put the gas in.
I know, but the gas station that I go to, there's nobody there. It's like one of those 7-Eleven types. And you just pull in and you do your own gas.
Isn't there a convenience store connected to it that you could?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you just blow your horn or if you can get out of the car and hit, there's usually a help button, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good to know that.
Oh, and you know, I don't know that there's any gas stations that there's actually nobody there, you know?
Yeah. So. Chuck's our resident library. If you ever want to know anything, Chuck's our librarian. He's knowledgeable about everything.
Yes, I've got a lot of useless information up here. So
I love useless information. I have a lot of it as well.
It's wonderful. It's what's caused the hair loss. So anyway, all right. Well, did we fix the part, Chris? What are you're looking at me like the hair loss?
What's the hair loss?
So much going on in here that it's loosened all the follicles.
Oh, and you lost all your hair.
Yes, it freed the follicles. I was thinking really hard one day with the windows open in the car, doing about 65 miles an hour, and just started coming loose. I had to put the window up.
I think that's it, because my dad had a lot of useless knowledge and he had beautiful long hair.
but did he keep the windows up when he drove?
See? Yeah, he did.
So he
I
kept
think
his
so.
Hair.
Yeah, see.
So he's bald? He's bald?
He had beautiful
like
long hair. No.
He had beautiful long hair.
So, and he had a lot of useless information, but he kept the windows up in his car.
Yeah.
Why does it only happen to men though? You don't really see that many. I mean, I have a lot of useless information. I have most of my hair, but it only happens to men.
No, it doesn't only have. I've seen women with very, very thin hair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it happens. I used to have a friend. I still have a friend. He just doesn't have his mother, but his mother had like almost no hair. It was like so thin, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and the women, because of the way society is, I think women who do have that problem and they're not trying to use Nutrafol or one of these things to grow hair, they wear a wig.
Yeah,
because wigs, there are some great wigs and it's really nice and easy. I kind of want to transition to wigs eventually because you don't have to do anything. You just put it on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
it's
look
already
different.
Combed.
Yeah.
It's pre-combed.
It's like you just stick it on.
It's a package. Yeah.
Yeah. You just stick your head in and kind of like you could have a wig closet where you just go in and, you know, which one do you want to wear today? Red?
Yeah.
You know, yellow?
Yeah.
Blonde?
Maybe you should try it, Chuck.
So yeah, maybe I'll do that. Maybe and a Hawaiian. I'll do a Hawaiian, Hawaiian wig.
Yeah, so Magnum flowers. PI.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go. Yeah, with some hibiscuses in my hair and stuff.
Like well, should we try
a pineapple on top? I don't know. Are we going off on a tangent?
Yes.
That's the fun of it all. All right, so let's go. Loretta's got to have another letter, right, Loretta?
You got it. How do I tell my boyfriend that I don't like his underwear? I want to see sexy underwear, like in the advertisements, but he wears these loose kind, and they look like they are about to fall off. He keeps telling me how comfortable they are, but they're ugly. Help! Signed, Commando or Change?
Ooh, Commando. You mean she wants him to wear no underwear?
Yeah, well, that's what I would think. Yeah, I was like, that's what the term means. So, I mean, I guess if they're that ugly, you would just rather him not wear them at all.
Yeah.
Well, what about when he's dressed? He's not going to wear any underwear?
Well, there are people that do that, Chris. I mean, I don't know, you know, I don't know what you do, but...
You know people who don't wear underwear when they're dressed?
When they're dressed? Well, I mean,
how would you know? How would you know?
Well, I'm not sure.
You're blushing.
No, I mean, I just know from talking that there are people that do that, or they say they do that. Now, when I used to go to the gym regularly, I'd see people just, you know, come out of the shower, they dry off, and they put their pants on, and there's no underwear. You know, I'm not getting near them, so what do I care? You know? But you know, and who cares if they're ugly? You know, who's going to see the underwear except, you know, was it a wife or a girlfriend or, you know, it sounds like this woman would complain no matter what happens, because if he's wearing really, really sexy underwear, he may be so excited about it that he's inclined to just show his underwear to people at work or, you know, out in public.
Okay.
Around the town.
Maybe he starts wearing them on the outside. But this is actually a really good sponsorship opportunity for MeUndies, because their underwear are comfortable and they're not ugly.
There you go. See that?
I abide by MeUndies. You know, this is the thing, is maybe she should buy some nice, comfortable underwear for him that she would like him to wear.
Right. And she said, didn't she say in the letter that they're like falling off? I mean...
Yeah, they don't fit right. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, isn't that half the fun? They're falling off. I mean, it's the two of you together. You know, come on. I mean, I think your woman and your underwear both need to be supportive and comfortable. You know, give the guy a break.
You mean, supportive underwear?
Supportive underwear. And your woman needs
and
to be
girlfriend.
Supportive of you or girlfriend or whatever. Yeah. You know. Supportive and comfortable. There needs to be a comfortable relationship, you know. And she may want to start wearing some loose, ugly underwear herself and just spice the relationship up a little.
Yeah, I think she ought to wear
his.
Maybe
that's what the guy needs.
She should wear that underwear, what he wears, and walk around with those on and see what he says.
It's two people having fun in their own home. It's not like they're, you know, going to Ralph's to the grocery store, you know, and shopping that way. Although I guess they could.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people shop in their underwear these days.
It looks like it, doesn't it?
It's certainly around here.
Wow. I'm coming to your side of town.
But there are people, they wear the ugly underwear, and you really don't want to see them in their underwear.
That's true.
You don't want to see them in their underwear?
No. Yeah.
I think women like to see their husbands or boyfriends in, you know, nice, tight-fitting underwear that look good,
But some like boxers. Some women like boxers.
Boxers are okay.
Well, then they're not tight fitting.
The boxers are good if they're not like hanging off or like worn out. Those are cute too.
Yeah, if they got SpongeBob on them, that's fun. You know, cute.
Yeah, Donald Duck or something.
Yeah, something cute, fun. Yeah.
I don't know if Disney would allow that. Men's underwear. I don't know. It may be against the Disney religion.
I've seen Disney underwear for adults.
For adults? I think,
okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, then, I'm going to have to go to Nordstrom's or something.
What do you wear, Chuck?
Now you need to. I'm not even wearing underwear right now.
Okay.
He's Commando.
I'm Commando. I'm wearing gym shorts. Just gym shorts. That's it.
I mean, under your gym shorts, you wear underwear, though.
Not today. I mean, I knew we were going to be here together. I didn't wear underwear.
Okay, so now we're moving on. Lucretia, help me out here.
Who wears ugly underwear, though? Like, don't you look at yourself? Like, that's the thing is, like, don't you want to look good for yourself? Maybe that's how you should approach it.
Yeah, but some people don't care how they look, especially if it's for yourself. I don't know. Mm. I mean, you know, and men, I think men tend to wear underwear for some reason, and not all men. I mean, there's all kinds of different men, you know, and attitudes and thoughts and so forth. But I think a lot of men just don't care. It's like your underwear, you know, and you have holes in them and T-shirts with holes in them.
Socks with holes in them.
The socks with the holes in them, I can't do. The underwear and the T-shirts, it's like, it depends. You know, if you're doing some gardening, you're walking the dog, you know.
It depends. You could wear those too.
Depends. You can. There you go. It depends. So nice. So, and maybe you can get some Donald Duck Depends. I don't know.
Surely they have those. That'd be a good start there with Disney. Yeah.
And don't call me Shirley. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if we fixed the problem here. We've given these people, some ideas anyway.
Yeah. I think she ought to wear them, what he wears, so he can look at it and make his assessment. Or she just buys him nice underwear. I mean, is a no-brainer.
Yeah,
underwear is not that expensive, and there's plenty of great comfy ones.
Exactly. Yeah. If she buys them, then, you know, maybe he'll go ahead and wear them. Maybe he's too cheap to buy himself nice underwear. Situation is here. We didn't get a financial statement on these people.
Maybe she did, and he just refuses. I don't know.
That could be. We'll never know unless they vent again. Until they vent again.
That's a soap opera.
There we go. Until we vent again. That could be the closing of the show. Until we vent again.
Nice. All right, Chuck.
There you go.
Anyway. All right. Well, hopefully we learned something here. Did we learn anything, guys? I don't know.
I don't think so, but.
No.
Lucretia, what do you think?
I don't feel like I've learned anything, but that's kind of like a Family Guy episode, so that's good. It's like no lesson here. Cool.
Well, yeah, maybe we've provided some food for thought and a couple of giggles and laughs and all that stuff. All right, so let's close up this episode, and don't forget, people, we need you to go to ventthis.org and write us a vent. Right on the website, you can write us a vent, or you can call and leave us a voicemail. And we'll play it on an upcoming episode. And that number that you call is 818-570-2535. That's 818-570-2535. We'll play your voicemail on an upcoming episode.
Fantastic.
If you break a crumb in half, you don't actually have two halves of a crumb. You have two crumbs.
Crumb is a unit of measure.
Yes, it is. It's a crumb. Yeah. If you break it in four pieces, you got four crumbs, not four quarters of a crumb.
This is perfect, Chuck, because we're wrapping up the useless information, and this is
I'm following it up with some useless information.
More and more.
All right. Well, Lucretia, thank you so much. This was a lot of fun, and we got to have you back. So, Lucretia Lyon, everyone. Lyon. And she ain't lying. She told the truth. How she
and
felt.
She roars. Thank you, Lucretia.
Thank you.
Thank you.